Shripad Paramahansa Pri Brajagacharya Ashtutara Tadashishi Maresi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityalila Bhavishnu Vishnupad Paramahansa Pri Brajagacharya Ashtutara Tadashishi Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Nama Chaja Harivashta Koti Pramche Kahau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyatvaiti Gadarhar Shivasa Digo Bhakti Vinda Ishi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinash Amakun Radha Kun Giri Gopa Dham Ki Ishi Vrindavan Dham Ki Mai Pranabjit Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Nuraman Riti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Samavrita Vakti Goya Samadavotis O Goya Samadavotis O Goya Samadavotis Goya Samadavotis Goya Samadavotis Goya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Verse 22, or sorry, 23, chapter 22, Madhya Lila, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, this is the only verse I have. I can read the purport of the Gita if I find one here. Daivyesha Gunamai. Mama Maya Duratyayo Mame Vye Prabhadyante Maya Me Tantarantite Daibhiyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyayo Mame Vye Prabhadyante Maya me kantarantite Daivihi esha gunamayi Mama maya dulatyaya Mami vaye prabhadyante Maya me kantarantite It's about 5 days old. It's 5 days old. Daivi, belonging to the Supreme Lord. He certainly, Esha, this, Gunamayi, made of the three modes. Mama, my, Maya, external energy. Dorat Yaya, Very difficult to surpass.
Mom.
Unto me. Ava. Certainly. Yea. Those who. Prabhadyante. Surrender fully. Mayam. Illusory energy. Etam. This. Charanti. Cross over. Te. Te. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. This is a quotation from Bhagavad Gita 7:14. So, I forgot what Pundarik did last week. You only had a shloka. Did you read some purport?
I read the purport, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, read the purport,
yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying, did you read a purport from your shloka? Because there was no shloka. There was no purport. Huh? Oh. All right, so this is the purport from the Bhagavad Gita. Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of God, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by inferior nature, matter, that illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nityabuddha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. So in different ways this is spoken of here in this Sanatana Goswami is hearing this various verses from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the idea is that devotional service is the actual method for deliverance from this material world. So all these different verses that we're hearing, talking about the eternal liberated. So he's adding this verse. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj. Sometimes he'll put 8 verses in a row from Bhagavad Gita, like 8 verses from the 12th chapter of the Gita are included in one section. So we don't give up Bhagavad Gita because we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see it in relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why we're hearing about this. And Prabhupada is, as usual, everything he's saying is shastric. They're part of his energies. Mami vamsa jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana manasastan indriyani. For instance, this is also Bhagavad Gita verse where in the 15th chapter, Krishna is saying, everyone, Eva, Amsa, everyone is a part and parcel of me, Mom. Mama means me, Mama Maya. He's saying this is my Maya. And also, here in this purport, it is mentioned innumerable energies. Who can say which verse is that? Huh? Parasya Shaktir Vividayeva Shruyate. Parasya Shaktir means of the para, there's many innumerable energies. Vividayeva Shruyate. And what's the rest? Huh? Sabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. That's one of the lines. That, yeah, so this is the Bhagavad Gita is also known as Gita Upanishad. Sarva Upanishad O Gavo Dugda Gopalananda is the essence of all Upanishads. And the Upanishads are the essence of the Vedas. Sarva Vedanta Sharam Hi Si Bhagavatam Ishite. So Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedas, and Gita is essence of Vedas. We don't have to be a great Vedic scholar and learn Sanskrit. It's all been handed to us. Just like Goswami's Nana Shastra Vichara. They studied so many shastras, many shastras, hundreds. If you see Hari Bhakti Vilas, you see Jiva Goswami or Gopal Bhatta, and Sanatana Goswami, they're referring to many different shastras. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipano, not only studied it, they were singularly expert in knowing it. And they weren't puffed up when the Nawab Hussein Shah came, who was very disturbed because Sanatana Goswami was managing the entire Bengal, because this demonic crazy king, his only interest was to lord it over and smash other places. He wanted to, finally he was gonna go to Orissa and declare war there. So just before that, Rupa Goswami left, his brother left. He was also a manager of the kingdom, a little lesser position, but he left and he had lots of gold. We hear about that. And he saved some gold, which Sanatana Goswami used to bribe and get out of, but he was arrested. But what was he doing? He was simply studying with so many brahmanas. He especially, there was something like 20, 25 brahmanas. So they were in association with great, we don't know who these brahmanas are, but imagine their good fortune there with Sanatana Goswami and discussing the shastras, nana shastra vicharanaika. So Sanatana Goswami, even from his youth, all the Goswamis, they were great personalities, but they kept in contact with great persons, also with brahmanas. Although Sanatana Goswami considered, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa, they considered that they were contaminated due to associating with these Muslim Mohammedan king and rascals. But without doing that, then this rascal king, demoniac king, would have been far worse, far worse. So this is why they're doing it. But so they're studying. Sanatana Goswami has written Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It is the essence of Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami, Lagu Bhagavatamrita. They're always thinking of Bhagavatam. And so also Gita is the essence. It is Upanishad, also Sarva Upanishad, Gava, Dugdugopa. So it is the essence. The milk is being fed to Arjuna. It is fed to all the bhaktas. So we're meant just for hearing it. We don't have to take the headache, because in Kali Yuga, as it says, Daivyesha, this verse says, Gunamayi, the gunas are more powerful. Kala Kalir Balina, what is it? Kala Kalir Balina Indriya Vairi Varga Shi Bhakti Marga Hyakantika Koti Rudha. This Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is the great, great personality, Tanga Vidya Gopi, but he has composed Chachanya Chandramrita, the nectar of the moon of Lord Chaitanya. So in so many verses there, 143. I think Puri knows a lot of them. So in some of the verses, he's condemning himself, but giving the position of living entities in Kali Yuga like that. Kala Kaliya. So although Daivyesha Gunamai, these gunas, guna means rope, that's going to be explained here in this purport also. But so they're tying us, they're bound up, we're bound up. So when you're bound with your hands and feet and your mouth is gagged, there's nothing you can do. They just beat you, kill you, burn you alive, anything. But the guru comes, Tabanija Jam. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given so many songs. I think in some Gaudiya Mats, first thing they tell the brahmacharya is, okay, here's Bhaktivinoda Sharanagati, go memorize that. Like 40, 50 songs, 60 songs, okay. So you don't have time to be in Maya when you're memorizing. And what are you memorizing? You're not memorizing baseball statistics or something. You're memorizing Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs. It's so wonderful. Gaura Shakti Swarupai. He's giving the energy directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in his so many songs, many of them are dealing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the spiritual master. So, emana durmati samsara bitare. We have come into this samsara bitare. Poryo achino ami. I've fallen. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, he's fallen. Not only fallen, but in another song he says, anadi, we're hearing here, very inexplicably that the divine energy. So Bhaktivinoda also says in another, anadi karma, by our own karma. From when? When did we happen? He says, anadi. Before time, before the beginning, adi. Adi means in the beginning, but anadi, there's no beginning. So that's something you can think about. Therefore, this purport is also mentioned, nitya bhava. Eternally, this is a big controversy, nice to meditate on. Are we eternally liberated? Or, yes, are we eternally bound up? So you can think about that. We want to become eternally liberated. That's the main idea. But we're still thinking, according to this verse, that very difficult to overcome. And the only way, as said here, and it's daivi, it's divine. The divas, they've corrupted this word, like they call the Hollywood or some famous movie star, somebody, diva, it comes also from this word. Divine, or they're not really divine. Actually, they're decrepit, but they're called divine or something. Divas, they're divas. But so daivi esha guna mayi. So these trigunatita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahatma Gunatita. In the Chaitanya Upanishad, it's a very nice book that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has discovered. And this is from the Vedas, but he is the first one to reveal and print it. So Kushikrata was the first one, and then we had others also translating the book. It's only a small Upanishad. So in there, it's describing that Lord Brahma has one, says many sons. So Pipalada is one son. And Pipalada came to his father, Brahma. He said, hey, can you tell me how I can get out of the bodily concept of life? And he said, yeah, well, you have to do a lot of austerity and maintain celibacy. So he did that. Then he said, but one thing is I'm very disturbed in Kali Yuga. These people are so entangled. Kala Kali Balina. This time of Kali Yuga. Their senses, Kala Kali Balina Indri Vairi Bar, they become very inimical. The senses, they're Balina, very powerful. And how can people control it themselves? So he said, well, I'll tell you, Vadasyami, I'm going to tell you something very rahasyam, very confidential thing. Of course, we want everyone to know it, but rahasyam, it is rahasya. Confidential because it, although you might hear it, it's difficult to realize it. You think, you know, we're distributing books to so many people, but we have to give them a chance. So therefore, Lord Brahma told him, listen to me, Dui Bujo Govinda Navadvipe. He's a two-armed Govinda, but he's going to appear in Navadvip. And Trigunatita, he is above the modes of nature. Chaitanyakyam Parantattvam Sarvakarana Karanam. Like we're hearing it, Brahma Sangita, Anadya Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That Govinda, Govinda Madhipurusham, he's the cause of all causes. Nishkaranaya Dutta Karanaya Saragamamnaya. He's the source of the Vedas. So it says the same thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that sarvakarana karanam, chaitanyakyam param tattvam, sarvakarana karanam, non-different. And Brahmaji explains to his son, bhaktakaro bhakti do bhakti vedya. He can only be known bhaktakaro. His body is made of bhakti, pure bhakti, bhaktakaro bhakti do. And only he gives bhakti, bhakti do, bhakti vedya. And he can only be known by bhakti. Bhaktyaham apyaham grahya. There's so many verses. What's the one in the Gita? Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tattvata. So he can only be known by bhakti. And so this is our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, described in the Vedas. So many wonderful verses in that small Upanishad. Then he gives all the verses, Brahmaji. First he describes it in prose to Pipalada this way. Maha Mula Mantraena. He says, Ladini Vibhu. He gives pleasure through the Maha Mantra. In the age of Kali, he will give pleasure through this Maha Mantra, Nama Chintamani Krishna, because this Maha Mantra is non-different from Krishna. Okay, well, we're going to read some more purport here. Another meaning is, oh, here's a nice verse in this purport. The Vedas confirm this as follows. Mayam tu prakritim vidyan, mayinam tu maheshvaram. Although maya, illusion, is false or temporary, the background of maya is the supreme magician. Prabhupada says, the supreme magician who is Maheshwar, the lord of everything, of maya, the supreme controller. This is Svetashvatara, Upanishad. So you see, Upanishads are here quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by hands and feet cannot free himself. He has to be helped. Therefore, tabanija jam, the conditioned soul is has to be helped by the guru. Tadvidi pranipatena prashnena. Three things are given in that verse, 434. Panipatena, he has to be very humble. Panipatena, pariprasnena, he has to be inquisitive. Sevaya, and then he can take diksha, initiation from the guru. And what happened? Yadgatva napunar moham, evam yasas. Then he'll be out of moha, illusion. Nashta moha smriti labdha. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, what did Arjuna? Krishna asked him, is everything all right now? Did you learn anything? I've given you this whole Bhagavad. He said, yes, then. I've given you Nashta Maha Smriti. My memory is restored. I'm out of illusion. He was in illusion, acting as if he were an illusion for the benefit of us human beings. So this whole Shastra is meant for cutting the ropes of illusion. Without that, your Shastra Vidim Utsraja, described in the symptoms of those in different modes, if you go to the, especially what, 17th chapter, 14th chapter, in part of the 18th chapter, deals a lot with the modes of nature, things done in the mode of ignorance, tamasi, viparitani tamasi. They do just the opposite. Kaya, don't know what to do, pravittam cha, navittam cha, janana vidyuras, a asuric mentality which we're trying to rid ourselves. Krishna's not just saying, you're in maya, get a life, dude. I ain't talking to you guys. No, he's fully compassionate. Hit the kamyaya, he says, 18th chapter, and 10th chapter, also other places. I'm doing this for your benefit. Just like some rascals, they'll say, you guys are doing for your guru and his getting, they used to say that we're simply, guru is just living high or something. Prabhupada was not living high, yeah. He was living high, flying around the world. If he flew into some place, his disciples may be traveling two or three with him. They might be in their 20 or 25, 30 years old maximum, 25, 30. And he's 75, almost 80, but probably he was beyond the modes of nature. And his description is given also throughout Gita, such a person. Titikshiva karunika, fully merciful. Because, and yaidam paramam guyam, mad bhakte shabadashati. Krishna says in the Gita also at the end, not the paskaya, those who don't do tapasya, who are not religious, don't have any like that. Don't, he tells Arjuna, don't talk to them, that's useless. But still, those who preach, Krishna says, in this world, what is that verse? There's no one better than them. They're very pleasing to me. What is that verse? Priyataro bhuvi on this world. Bhuvi bhuvo bharavaham tarako. Because like Goswamis, they're the best to look up to. Bharavaham tarako. They're relieving the burden of the world. Govinda, how do they do it? Govinda ganamritai. They knew the Shastra, they weren't keeping to themselves. Just like Prabhupada had his godbrother. Very, very advanced. No, but Prabhupada said, but he's keeping to himself. Even he admitted it. He said, Swamiji used to try to pull me out. out to be preaching prachar. So this is what we're Pitivityache Jatanagaradigram. Nobody in of Srila Bhakti Sanatra's disciples could figure out, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Pitivityache Jatanagaradigram Sarvata Pachahobi. My name will be all over the world, but they're chanting somewhere in the middle of Bengal, a little bit like that. But they're thinking, how is it possible? They're going to be chanting all over the world. Most of them had not been outside of India, maybe Burma, maybe somewhere. But they're thinking, yeah. But Prabhupada saw that. He said, no, this must be. Because the first thing Prabhupada heard, that he just came on the rooftop of that, what is it, the Altadanga, the first Gaudiya Math temple in Calcutta. So before Prabhupada could even rise from paying obeisances, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was saying, your well-learned boys, you must preach in the Western world. Like, what? I mean, just think, you're in India in 1922 in the middle of Bengal, and this, you met so many sadhus, and your friend is telling you repeatedly, come and see this sadhu. This is a real sadhu. Ah, Prabhupada saw so many sadhus. His father used to invite many sadhus to the house. Prabhupada said most of them were. Even his father knew they were bogus. They might be putting on some saffron or some cloth and begging like that. Or smoking ganja, doing nonsense things. The Prabhupada said even though he was 3-4 years old, he could see, these guys were not really sadhu. So from when he was a little boy, Prabhupada had seen so many sadhus, he didn't want to go to see his Guru Maharaj. Immediately, Guru gave him order. Amarage Guru Hoy, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Kaya hau lok ajare amare. He says, everyone. What does speak Bharata? Bharata could mean the whole world, but especially Bharata means India. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone born in India, Bharata bhumi te hola manushya jama janma sartak, he has to do good for others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving the message of Krishna. Tarite, tomare tarite, Bhaktivinoda says, tomare tarite. You get your deliverance. So many have been delivered, don't worry. You think that won't happen? No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is channeling, just like Krishna's Kaviraj is channeling Lord Chaitanya. So a great acharya is there. So imbued with the Shakti. Chirara dattam nijagupta vittam. What is that? So premana mamritam apyudara. They go to the lowest. Krishno janet yash. Is that it? Samaham prabhaje. Chaitanya. Huh? No, this is my ears all clogged. I can't even. Pamaropi. Yavana sumananyanti. Krishna nama pajapa. So they go to the everywhere. Dina hina jato chilo harinamu dirilo. And Goloka. This, they know that this whole harinam is non-different from Krishna. It has been instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyakyam param tattvam sara. He's the sarva karana karana. Therefore, they go out. Shuno nityanitai haridas. Shuno nityananda nitai. That verse is saying Chaitanya was instructing to Haridas and Nittai, you go out, vare vare, every door, every house, and sprinkle them with praying. This was the instruction from the beginning. So, even though we're reading Bhagavad Gita verse, it's here in the thread, in the context of, anyway, I'll keep reading this purport. This nectar and purport. Guna is rope. Here it says, Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master guru, can release the conditioned soul. So in the future verses here, that we're reading 23 of 24, 5, there's so many, and you get to read it again and again and again and again, and so many Bhagavatam verses. Maya chute, he gives you up. The next verse or something, a couple of verses, that Mahaprabhu was telling Sanatana Goswami, Maya gets tired of and just says, this, forget it. I'm not going to go after this guy anymore. This living entity is too Krishna conscious. I can't deal with this anymore. Maya chute. Maya gives him up. So it's interesting. Tate Krishna Bhaje. Yeah, Maya Jal Chute Pai Krishna Charan. Yeah, this is what, I don't know, next week it says a purport. He's bound by the neck. Very next verse says, Krishna Nitya Das Jeev Tahi Buli Gela Edoshe Maya Tare Goloya Bandilo. He's bound by the neck. So this Golai neck, when Rupa and Sanatana first approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had straw in their teeth, and they also had some cloth around their neck, like as though to say, just like we wear our neck beads. So we say this is we're the dog, Tomara Kukur, Vaishnava Thakur. We beg the Guru, and we're very submissive, saying we're the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying Tomara Kukur means dog. I'm your dog. So we're bound by the neck. We're also bound by the neck, but not by Maya, hopefully. That's why we have these neck beads, to be bound by Krishna. So when Prabhupada was speaking once in Brooklyn, he quoted this verse that Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukura Polya Janamore, consider me your dog. And so Prabhupada said, why the dog is mentioned? Why dog? Why dog? Dog? Why? Yes. Even the dog, as Prabhupada said, killed. He said it very heavily, like scary, you know, like even in the microphone, you can hear it. Even the dog is killed by the master. He does not protest. Like, so in other words, this is what is said there. So also this golagraha, there's something called golagraha, means pain in the neck. That one, one time, Prabhupada was giving heavy lecture. Those who have heard it, they know. It's called the golagraha lecture. And it was in Vrindavan, maybe in 76 or 564, I don't know. Well, the Vrindavan temple hadn't opened, but I think it was open. Because Prabhupada saw that they were offering some kind of synthetic or some synthetic flower. Flowers were old. So he said, this is my anxiety. He would always say this. First he would praise the temple. We heard this recently, these past times. Several times he came somewhere and said, oh, very nice, this is my anxiety. Anxiety is that, yes, you're doing nice, but after the guru is gone, then you'll think gola graha. It's not vigraha, it's the deity, it's Krishna directly. Sivigrahara dana nityanana. So, Prabhupada's anxiety is that they'll think this. All these temples have become a pain in the neck. Gola graha. He said, just like so many temples, he would point out, even in Vrindavan, you go and the only pigeons are there. All over different places. Not everywhere, but you might see that sometime. Monkeys are taken over, or pigeons are there. So, and no pujari is there. Not taken care of. And, or, even if there's some care given, Bhakti Siddhanta used to say that Bhagavan Bada, what is that, that term? Bhagavan Dvara, that you are showing the deity, but it's actually just to make some, your shalagram, Sheila, you're using it to crack nuts. No one takes a shalagram Sheila to crackers. I said nutcracker, but this is a very, very sardonic saying of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who is very super heavy Prabhupada's guru. So if you, Prabhupada described it, sometimes you go in some temple and they have different Durga, Ganesh, and like a store, Prabhupada described it, like a shop. You like this guru? Okay. Oh, you like this deity? We have it. We have it here. You know, Shiva? Okay. Durga? Whatever you want. Ganesh, just give us some money. And so this is what the mentality probably, always wary of it, to keep Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Reno. The only way to get there is by taking that constant medicine, Mahoshara, Kalikukara Mudgara Bhavadaram, Kalikukara Mudgara Bhavadaram, Mahaushara. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song where he's saying, this Kali Yuga is like a dog also, but we have to beat that dog. Kali Kukra Mudgara means a stick. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Harinama Mahoshara Dhanapuram. He's giving this medicine, Patitartha Dharam. He's always just like Nittai. He's crying, his heart is melting when he sees the people suffering. So Krishna doesn't just create this world and just, okay, you guys, you're on your own. No, he's giving Kripaya, Maya Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. He knows Maya Mugda, everyone is in Maya. Maya Mugda Jivere Nahi Svata, on his own, Nahi Svata Krishna. He won't get Krishna consciousness. But he empowers certain pure devotees, and they come, and he gives the shastras. What is that? Maya Mugda Jivanaita, Krishna Kripaya Koile, Krishna Ved Purana. Therefore, he gives Vedas, Puranas. Kaviraj Goswami is given this sloka. So we should never reject shastra. Yes, something might be, we don't understand it. Then let us study what we understand. Just like we would do paintings in the art department. Sometimes there would be something difficult, subject matter, so Prabhupada said, don't touch it then. Paint something you understand. Or if you were questioning about the shastra, Prabhupada sometimes would say, it is a bag of sugar, so you taste anywhere, it's still sweet. Don't take it chronologically. We're not biologists, oh, what was growing in that, we should put this particular flower in that painting. No, we're after the bhav, the mean, full, you know, otherwise we're in this material. Samsari nam karunaya. Shukadeva Goswami, full representative of Krishna, he's samsari karunaya. For those who are in this samsara, Shukadeva Goswami is giving, we're reading so many Bhagavatam verses, Kaviraj Goswami. He's not holding back. I'm sure he's holding back. He wanted to probably would print the whole, put the whole Bhagavatam in the book if he could, but he's giving so many important verses. So one important verse in the beginning of the Bhagavatam about Sukadeva Goswami, Sangsari Nankuranaya Purana Guyam. He's given this confidential Bhagavatam, Purana, Samsari Karuna, out of mercy, Karunaya Purana Guyam. Because Tamondam, they're struggling. Those who are in this tamagun, in this material world. So the Daivyesh, especially Raja Tamagun, or therefore the pure devotee or Krishna, they're called Uttama, beyond this tamagun. Otherwise, Krishna describes in Gita, one mode will defeat the other. What does that say? One mode takes over, Raja, Goon. So we want to at least come to Tadara just tamo bhava kamalo bhadesh, chete taranavidam stitam satwe. Stitam, become situated upper mode of goodness. Upper mode of goodness means it's like if you go to the airport, then you can fly. If you stay here, no airplane will come. So at least mode of goodness means like the airport. Airplane will come there and take you away. But just to be in the mode of goodness, not enough. We have to come Sattam Vishudam Vasudeva Shabditam to this Vasudeva. And many times it says, without Vasudeva, Paraveda Vasudeva Parayoga. Understanding that Vasudeva is the goal of the yoga, the goal of the Vedas. Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Vasudeva. Vasudev Sarvam Iti. We'll get that later. Vasudev Sarvam, if we keep reading Gita. the 19th verse. Bahona, after many lives, then you'll realize. Prabhupada said, why waste so many lifetimes? Just come now. Immediately. Sadhya punat upaspashta. Immediately one can become purified by getting association of acharyas. So we're getting Kaviraj Goswami's association. Last night we were reading the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Satya Praharya. The 21, when Chaitanya first appeared like Vishnu and giving all boons, someone like Murari Gupta, he got to see exactly his Lord Ramchandra. He saw that he had become a monkey, Hanuman. So this is Bhav. So there's so many Bhav, Chari Bhav, especially Lord Chaitanya has come to make Nachaimo Tribhuvan, make the whole world dance. Even if one is in any Bhav, but especially Ujjvala Sa, Hari Purata Sundara, is coming as Radha Krishna Nahi Anya to give this highest Bhav, which is Ujjvala Rasa, Ujjvanila Mani. So to get there, we have to apply our brain. Yatek Vichare Kore, Kore Premadam. The more you study this Shastra, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kore Premadam, then you'll come to Premadam. Without that, Vidyavaru Jivanam. Mahaprabhu is saying in 8 verses, every single thing is there in nutshell, in seed form. So one of them, Vidyavaru Jivanam, means that the life of all transcendental knowledge is Hare Krishna Mahamaya. But still, the transcendental knowledge is there. Nahi jnana sadrisham pavitram hi vijite. There's nothing like this transcendental knowledge. There's not Mayavad knowledge. That's included. Yeah, we learned all about that in this Atmarama's explanation and so many times here. Advaita Vitti. You know that one? Advaita Vitti. That Bilva Mangala Thakur verse. He's saying, I was established. Singhasana, worshipped on the throne as a great Mayavadi. He gave it up for Bilva Mangala Thakur. So he wrote Krishna Karnamrita, the nectar for our ears to hear about Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting his very wonderful verses, so many things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us this example of being fully so absorbed that bashing his face against the wall and running out, locked up, no one can contain. He was locked up behind 3 doors, and they didn't make little chintzy, you know, 5 and dime dollar store locks in those days. Even now in India, they're big giant locks. They locked him behind 3 doors because they didn't want him going out. Imagine locking up Krishna. Lock up Krishna. I don't know. He's going to go. He's so attached. They're willing to lock him up. Still, he got out. He ran down the beach. Nobody knew the speed of mind. And then when they see him, sometimes his limbs are extended. Like, imagine if your limbs are extended. You pretty much wouldn't work for you. Most of us wouldn't try that at home. Just like that. No, just like all of a sudden your arms become, there's no bone there or something. Whatever holds your bones together is really kind of heavy stuff. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is running out. Can I confine him? Can I confine him? He's standing behind Garuda Stamba every day and he's crying. Tears are covering his body like that. There's a flood of tears. He's sitting by the river or he's sitting in the garden. Udama Dhamana Gadama Ganabhirama Rama Rama Abhirama Kahitya Nama Chaitanya Nama Paramam Kalyana. What is it? Chaitanya. What is it? Karunya Dhamma Kanakodvila Gora Dhamma. Karunya, he's so full of mercy and he's glowing like gold. It's described there by our Prabhupada Saraswati. Karunya Dhamma Kanakodra. Gola Dhamma. Chaitanya Nama. What is he doing? Chanting the holy name. Chaitanya Nam Paramam Kalyan Dham. Very nice verse. Okay. I'm out of things to say. Any...
Lord Chaitanya gave the order, Jari Dako Tari Koho Krishna Padesha Maragai Guru Hoi Tare Deshan Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Srila Prabhupada is pushing the mission on and whipping everyone, go out and preach and, you know, repeat the message of Krishna, you can become guru. You're saying also that if you were not comfortable with it, then, you know, to do something correctly, then we should do something else. And like a devotee is always humble and not ever thinking himself qualified. So even though Lord Chaitanya gave the order to become guru by spreading the message of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada stating that it's very simple, just repeat the words of Krishna, you can become guru. Many people feel that, you know, well, we're not qualified to be guru, or we're not, you know, how do we get that confidence to get that qualification of spreading this Krishna Upadesh by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as, you know, foolish, unqualified people?
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of guru. We don't have to go around initiating 20, 30,000 people at a clip, but anyone, probably used to always glorify a little three-year-old girl, Saraswati, in India, or in England, she was there, but anyway, and she would sit, tell people, do you know who Krishna is? And even some elderly Indian gentleman or something, they said, no, and they think it very cute. They said, no, Krishna is a personality. So Prabhupada said, she's guru. She's preaching. You don't have to amass na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. We're not after any followers, Lord Chaitanya says, and Shikshastra, na dhanam, don't want any amount of money, na dhanam, na janam, any amount of followers. Kavi dhamba jagadisha kamai. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was not going around initiating. Do we know that he went around initiating people? Even Gadadhar Pandit, when I think Balabhabhat came to him to try to get initiated, he said, no, it is not my business to go around becoming guru, initiating. And he's actually a manifestation of Radharani. So, depends what you call guru. But he did initiate people after, but that's not... Bhagavat Paragya Bhagavatastani, that when that pundit came from Bengal, he wrote some poem which was Rasa Bhas. So I don't know if it's Lord Chaitanya Swarup Damodar said, accept some great person Bhagavat. Dui Bhagavat, there's two Bhagavats, there's book Bhagavat and a person Bhagavat. So like Prabhupada was a person Bhagavat, he was also giving the book both. So therefore he's called a Bhagavata. Great devotee is called a Bhagavata. Sakshat Hari. So yeah, anyone can become guru. Tare Dash. He never told that guy that was the Korma Brahmana. He didn't tell him to have to initiate. He just said, just save them or give them Krishna Upadesh, just instruct Upa like that. Krishna Upadesh. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm giving advice. Bhaktivinoda Upadesh. So he's, right now, he's our guru. He's giving us good advice. If we bring our head to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written so many heavy philosophical books, but he's also written hundreds and hundreds of so amazing songs. Balanam Anushashinam. For those who are childlike, we should consider ourselves very childlike. We're not big scholars, actually. Bhagavatam, Krishna says that the medicine is administered to a child. You tell them, this is very nice. It might taste good, with candy all over it, like that. So, Malanana Sashinam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving his sweet, sweet songs. All right, so merciful, so intelligent. So, if we don't take advantage of it, probably it's just wasted your life. Even Narottam Das Thakur says that I should have died long ago. Magana, I didn't merge in this Harinam, Magana, no Magina. He says, Bishama Bishai Bisha Sata Takainu. Naratam Kisuka Lagia. He says, what pleasure did I get? So we should think like that. What pleasure is there in the material? No pleasure in this material. Ki sukha, what happened? This is kamala, what is it? Chapala sukha laba lagire. Very flickering. Chalagoravanam, what is it? Danayovana jivana. Danayovana jivana. Raja sukham, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, your youth, your wealth, danayovana, wealth, your youth. Dana Jovana Jivana, your life itself, Dana Jovana Jivana. All flickering pleasure. So what does he say? Bajago Druma Kanana Kunja Vidum. You worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bajakana Kon. He is the moon in Godruma Dwi. He's the Chandradoya, rising moon. Therefore Prabhupada named that temple, our temple in Rayapur, Chandradoya Mandira, the rising, he's rising, it's always rising. And the more it rises, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Chandrika, the moon rays are ever expanding, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. Step by step, we're getting more and more taste. Never decreases, it just keeps increasing, increasing. Mundane taste, it decreases. They need a new popular song. Prabhupada said, they see us, we're chanting the same slogan. All these guys are chanting the same slogan. They're still, after 55 years, I've been watching them. They're still standing on the corner. Must be something with this. Maybe I'll try it. Pratipadam, every step, this taste that we're always after, but it's never exhausted. Nitya Navana Vayamana. It's ever fresh, ever new. All right.
I have two questions. One, you were describing Lord Brahma talking to Pipalada and saying that in this Kali Yuga, the senses are so powerful.
Senses powerful is a different reference. That was the
Upanishad.
Yeah, that was the Prabodhana Saraswati verse, you know. But yeah.
So.
That was aren't specifically mentioned in that Chaitanya Upanishad, but it's just that people ought to ask him, what can we do to... The similar theme in the beginning of Chaitanya Mangal that, who was it, asking Damodar Pandit, who was asking in that, where's Pandit, he went away. Anyway, that's a similar theme, but in Kali Yuga, in the beginning of Chaitanya Mangal, the conversation, Narada Muni goes to Dwarka, Rukmini, you know, faints and ecstasy, and then many, many stories, backstories for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So that's another one of them in the Chaitanya Upanishad.
So that he just led into the solution or the remedy for Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name.
Chaitanya Chandra Kurtan Radham, what's that one? Avalambam, Avalambam. Huh?
The verse for Kala Kalir.
Yeah. Ha ka Vikalam, I'm so weak, Vikalam, Kim Karam, what will I do? Kripaya. Please, Chaitanya, Kripaya, give us your mercy. Mm-hmm. Paramakaruna, yeah. I don't know, what's the question?
Also, you talked about, you said you were reading the Mahaprakash Lila. And do you recall what boon Lord Chaitanya gave to, he appeared as a boatman to save, was it Ganga Das?
Ganga Das, yes, we just read it.
And what boon he gave him?
Boon was, that was, I don't remember the boon, but that he gave that story that he came there and Ganga Das was crying because the Muslims were going to get him.
Yeah.
And he came to the river and there was no boatman, so Lord Chaitanya came from Vaikuntha as a boatman.
He was a boatman.
That was boon. He got a preempted boon. A prequel.
Okay.
Prequel.
Not another boon.
Everyone I read, they always, all they want, like Sridhar, the Kolavesha Sridhar, they just want to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I didn't see. There were a few people asking, though, my parents or my kids or my this or that, they won't worship you. They don't chant. Yeah, there was that, but it was never, I don't remember it was specified. I didn't remember. But definitely.
What's the chapter in
chapter.
Where is that?
Madhya.
9 and 10.
We didn't figure out if it was the same Ganga Das as...
That's the same.
It's the same Ganga Das where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teacher taught him grammar. I mean, it seems funny teaching Nimai Pandit grammar. He would already immediately know it, and within a second, defeating everyone in the round. All right, anything else? No. Goni Prai Ki Jai.